Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Another summer song. Summer songs, summer movies.
Gotta get Summer Girls by LFO going.
Hey, listen.
Another great summer
make
song.
Make requests. James, yeah. James will take care of it.
I know James loves LFO, so.
There you go. Joe DeCamber, Elliot Short Parks in for John today. We expect John to be, you know, probably back next week. He's been out sick this week, and we wish him, of course, all the best. We also wish the Diddy the best. You know, we commented a lot on Ray on Wednesday on his last show with us. But, you know, Saturday and Sunday, that's it. So God bless him. He's the best. And certainly want to encourage everyone listening to be tuned Saturday 10 to 1 and Sunday 10 to 1. Sunday is the final show of Ray Dittinger's magnificent career.
One thing I think's been so impressive about Ray's career, and I know we all joke, like he doesn't have a cell phone, he's not on Twitter and all that. But when you consider that he started as a writer and flawlessly went then to TV and radio, and I would assume without much training in college, since initially writers didn't really do that stuff, I think is an incredibly impressive, yeah, underrated aspect of his career, that he was able to adapt to so many mediums of, you know, talking to
well,
people.
Well, and he had a whole other thing in there. You're right. He had a whole other thing in there you didn't even say, which was his main thing after the writing element and really before radio and TV cranked up more prominently was the NFL films run.
Yeah.
I mean, that overlapped a bit with his radio and television, but I believe that started in the 90s, and I believe it was, for a period of time, his main job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, as a, I don't know what his title was, producer, a creator of content, whatever you'd call that, it was amazing. I mean, the work they put together, and he was a big part of it, was amazing. Let me ask you guys both a question, right back to the phone. So, when a person retires, sometimes, and Jay Wright is a classic example, the public immediately begins speculating whether he will stay retired and whether he will not stay retired. Mm-hmm. Now, Ray is clearly, I mean, I think it's fair to say, I think, really going to stay retired. But he said a couple weeks ago on the show, on our show, that his expectation is when he steps off the stage on Sunday, when he does, he expects a Johnny Carson-like, when he's gone, he's gone. Mm. That he won't be doing interviews much at all. I mean, he said, you know, maybe Dick Vermeil goes in the Hall of Fame. You know, I pop on WIP to talk about that. But he does not expect to have much frequency with that. James and Elliot, do you guys, and look, he's our, look, I believe the answer is only time will tell, okay? But do you guys really think Ray is going to peace out? Like, is he really done, or will he pop on WIP, maybe not the first year, but maybe the second year after he hasn't popped on much? Do you think he pops on in year two or three, 5 to 10 times a year? Because he gets that urge to do it?
I do. Just because it seems like he still enjoys it so much. And it's interesting with this profession where, with Jay Wright, as you mentioned, there's a very clear line between retiring and unretiring. He's coming back and coaching a basketball team. For Ray, it would just be calling in, you know, once a week, once every other week, where it's not a huge time commitment. He's still going to be following the team. And frankly, like, people are going to miss him. And I think there'll be a desire for him to come back. Obviously, whatever he makes him happy is what he should do.
Of course.
But I would be surprised if this is the last we hear of Ray.
So, James, here's the flip side of that, and it might be the reality, because I've thought about this. And, again, we'll find out 12, 18, 24 months from now which way he goes. But there is the possibility that Ray's standard of – see, here's the deal. I feel like most of us, and Ray certainly could, many of us – would choose to want to still be involved in a low level just based on watching the Eagles games and commenting. You can, I mean,
right,
that's not hard, but it might be, James, that Ray is it's like, I don't want to equate it to when the ball went through Mike Schmidt's legs, but I'll say this. The thing about Schmidt is when he felt he wasn't going to be able to be Schmidt anymore, he didn't want to just be another third baseman. And it might be that Ray feels without the level of dedicated research that he puts into preparing to comment about the Eagles, that it's not just about watching a 3-hour game and then reacting, which anybody can do, that he might feel, no, the standard is I got to be immersed in knowing this kid from the moment he's in college to the pre-draft process, to the draft process, to his first couple years, for me to give the full kind of comment that I think is warranted from a journalist who's truly prepared. James, what's your sense, just prediction-wise, of where Ray goes in that regard?
Well, first, I think that's a really fascinating thought, Joe, and I definitely think that could be a part of it. I also thought it was interesting when you asked him about it, when he said, you know, if he's here to talk about someone else, like honor Dick Vermeil, that would be something that would appeal to him, as opposed to just coming on and, you know, giving his own mm-hmm. opinions about the Eagles. I thought that was an interesting perspective into it as well. In terms of prediction, I think it's definitely going to be sparse for a bit to start. I think he's going to walk away, but I do think down the road, a year from now, whatever, I think, you know, I don't think it'll be like 6, 7, 8 times, but I think like 2 to 3 times a year you'll hear Ray's voice.
Well, I hope so. I hope to some extent. But look, we know one way or the other, it's a clear line in the sand that we definitely will not be hearing from him much, at least for a while. And, you know, maybe with limited exception, someone dies or something of that note, we might not hear from him really at all. So we obviously wish Ray the best, and certainly want to encourage everybody to listen to the two shows Saturday 10 to 1, Sunday 10-1 for you know, the official end of the road of Ray as a you know, as a working professional in the industry.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Frank right now in Cherry Hill. Frank, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, ESP, it's the first time I'm talking with you, so hello.
Oh, what's up, Frank? How you doing?
I got to bring up the League of Their Own, man. I got to do it. Dottie dropped the ball on purpose, and I'll explain why. As an older sibling, Dottie has always been the number one person. You know, firstborn was, you know, clearly better at sports. However, Kit was always the Robin, right? Dottie was Batman, Kit was Robin. For Kit to finally become Batman, she needed to be traded and put on another team, right, to lead a team herself. And in order to give her that moment, because Dottie was ready to walk away from the game. Her husband came back from war. She was going to start a family. She wasn't even on the bus. She made her husband turn the car around just for them to even make it to the game. And even, you know.
Here's the flaw in the argument, Frank. Here's the flaw in the argument, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
All right, so about, let's just say it's 2 minutes before the ball is dropped, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Dottie goes out to the mound to talk to the pitcher who's pitching against Kit before she gets on base. And Dottie very clearly helps her teammate, the pitcher, out by telling the pitcher where she thinks Kit is able to be exploited as a hitter. So in that moment, she is definitely trying to get Kit to strike out. Now, Kit gets the base hit. She gets on base. John and James were making the point to me last year that Dottie Henson makes the decision to drop the ball as Kit is coming around third base. I find no evidence to that. I mean, she just a minute or two before that instructed her pitcher of exactly how to get Kit out.
But then she sees the sister that she loves coming around for the big moment,
the
and she does as a moment for her sister.
Like, actress, or
yeah. So it's gone both ways. Like the certain people involved in the production say it was on purpose. Certain people say it wasn't. It's like one of the great what-if questions.
So it would have to be pretty clear.
I mean, Frank, let me ask you a question. This would be like Marcia Brady. When the ball hit her in the face and broke her nose, she wanted her nose broken so that Jan would actually have a better shot to be good-looking than Marcia. Everybody knew Marcia was, you know, more of the better-looking.
Silly comparison.
Well, I'm just saying, nobody does that. Nobody says, let me break my nose on purpose so my younger sister looks better.
But let your sister win? People do that, Joe. I let my brother win when I was a kid. Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
Frank, all right, what do you got on the Phillies or the Eagles here this year? What do you got, man?
All right, so first off, you know, it seems like the Phillies are sort of getting themselves out of the funk that they got themselves in, which is sort of promising. I know you guys said you want to see a little bit more from Nola. I feel sort of confident in his last two starts, sort of where he's at, especially getting up to, like, tying the MLB in strikeouts, considering, you know, the run support that he sort of wasn't getting in his other starts. You know, it's hard to say what they should do with Girardi. You know, it's one of those things where I know ESP brought it up earlier. I'm not sure if a different manager is really going to create a huge spark, especially in the bullpen, to get them sort of out of this relief pitching funk that they've been in. I don't know what you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's much risk in firing Girardi. Like, I would be very surprised if they fired him and the team got worse. I think there's really only upside to doing it because I think you get just a fresh air of a new manager. You hopefully get a better managed bullpen in some ways, and the players feel more pressure. So I would be surprised if they fired Girardi and things got worse. So in that way, I don't see really much risk in doing it.
All right, Frank, give me an answer here for a movie that most makes you think of the summer. We've had some really good answers so far today.
Look, man, I'm on the path to find One-Eyed Willie, the Goonies.
It's a great one.
All right, Frank, you got it, man. All right, let's go to our buddy Black Gritty in Glassboro. Hello, Black Gritty.
Austin, boy. Flip-flops.
What up, man?
How y'all doing today?
What up?
Well, hold on. What'd you say? I had to get my head out of the sand. What'd you say?
When are you retired? Can I put a countdown clock on it?
Let me tell you something, Black Gritty. I'm going to retire. You got me for about 20 more years, man.
Hey, look.
And then I make the transition to dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God.
Look, I've been hearing some of your takes. I don't know if you're going to make it that long. You know, I'm always listening. Let me tell you.
Well, just get ready to be singing Hail to the Chief.
I called in to say two things about Ray. One, I was listening, you know, when he said, it's going to be nice to just go and be a fan again. So mm-hmm. when I think about him calling in, I'd love to hear him just call in as a fan and give his personal opinion on a game or, you know, the season or something like that. Like, I'm happy for him that he can finally sit back on the couch, put his feet up, and not have the stress or the lens of professionalism and just enjoy his team because it is his team. So I'm excited for that for him. And hopefully
it's like Ray Diddy unleashed.
Yeah, like a personal thing. Like, just calling it like a regular caller. Like, hey, why did they run the ball on that play? So that's something I think about. And I also just wanted to give a shout-out to Seltzer. You know, back pre-COVID, when, you know, winning stuff all the time, he would let me come into the booth. And one of the times I got to see you, Ostrich Boy and John Diddy was there, and I sat in while he did his segment. And, you know, shook his hand, talked to him, and everything everybody says about the man, it is what it is. And you feel it. It's palpable every time you talk to him or meet him. And one time I did, you know, I just sat there, took a little video clip of him working just because he's just the greatest. And he's such a good guy. I mean, you all are, but I mean, he is well-deserved of all the things that are coming to him, and hopefully he enjoys that retirement. But call it every once in a while, hey, and give him hell. That's what I want. Call it every once in a while on a personal level for us. And, again, just thanks, baby mom, for letting your boy in the booth to meet the man.
Always.
Say hi. And, that's it.
Black Gritty, give me a movie, man. What do you got? Summertime.
It's a black thing. It's roller bounce. It's skating from, like, the 70s. You know what I mean? Picking up chicks at the skating rink. It's fun time. Always miles in summertime.
You got it, Black Credit. Thanks, pal. Hey, have a good transition into the summer. You know, head of the chief, Elliot, I believe was, I don't know if the term's popularized, but I think it goes further back, but I believe it was one of the president's wife of one of the presidents, who wanted it played, the first lady wanted it played regularly as a way to introduce her husband. And it might have been Tyler's wife said, people aren't taking note of my husband walking in the room. He's the president. Let's play this song as a way to say, hey, the president's coming in.
I could see you doing something like that.
100%.
Yeah.
If you're not taking note of me, then I'm going to find a way to make sure you do.
Now, if you do become president, will you continue to use the hammer as your nickname? Like, politically, how do you think that sits?
I mean, pretty good. It's authoritative.
Yeah.
So you want to have a certain degree of being in charge. you do. I mean, you also, you know, you want to be man of the people as well, you know, so I guess from that standpoint, you don't want to set yourself above.
I think it'd be good for you. Could be a good slogan.
I think
the hammer's coming.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I will say though, your presidential knowledge is impressive. It was Julia Tyler. That was work by you.
Thank you.
For John Tyler. Really impressive pull
John
by
Tyler.
You,
but it went further back, I think. But she was
was the one where it became a thing where it's always the arrival of, to announce the arrival of the president.
Yep. There you go. Well, all right, so James, you got some audio, I believe.
I
a couple different things here. So we know drop of the week today. As James said, over the last week or so, it's been pretty light. So we just didn't feel we had enough to do an effective drop of the week. But Elliot noticed something earlier in the show. I don't know what it is, that he texted James and said, why don't you grab that? And we'll hear that in a second. Also, there's a listener apparently that was celebrating my Beat the Hammer loss earlier today. So we'll get to that. And then we got to honor the great Ray Liotta with his one tie into Philadelphia sports. We'll get to that in a second. So, James, take it away first with something that Elliot noticed earlier that was said on our show that's a drop, I guess.
Yeah, Elliot's not the only one who noticed it. I got like six tweets about it. I heard it as well.
Is this at my expense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, Joe, you said this.
It looks like a good-looking day. Yeah, defense. It looks like a good-looking day.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, man, it's your vacation.
Six or seven players strong on defense this year.
There you go.
All right. All right, so that one has been entered into the fray. All right, so some dude celebrated me losing Beat the Hammer last
hour. That's correct. This is I believe his name is Enrico. Is that correct? Let me pull up his name.
I think so.
And what, he submitted this on Twitter or something?
Yes, Enrico. Oh, I guess his name is probably not Enrico because it's Enrico Palazzo is the Twitter name. But let's just call him Enrico. Enrico sent this in, a little video after the Hammer loss. You'll hear in the middle, takes a chug of beer in there. Here's Enrico.
The Hammer sucks! Who's my man? Keith! Ah, horrible performance, Joe. You absolutely blew it today. You stink!
Perfectly said by Enrico.
I wish you guys could, everyone could see the look on Joe's face when that clip was playing.
Which is what of, I mean, how would you sum up my face?
Anger.
Irritation.
Yeah.
I won't say angry because I'm in too good a mood knowing the summer's coming, but I'm irritated that I lost. And again, I'll have to do a deep dive on reviewing the audio. I already put it on my list of things to do, review the audio.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
Because we know
stop
James.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
James, would you just admit.
Stop embarrassing yourself.
Hold on, James Seltzer. Will you admit that you improperly asked the question?
Dude, they're tied.
Yes or no?
No, because Harper and
you don't admit that you improperly asked the question.
Schwarber are tied for first. So, like, technically it would be third.
I've heard enough of you.
But I should have said next instead of second, but they're tied, man.
Elliot Shore Parks, as a neutral observer.
This is so silly.
Did James Seltzer improperly ask a question? I want your honest answer.
I'm going to. He did misspeak during the question, but you were the one that used the time to get an unneeded clarification.
It's very clear what I was asking. There's no question what was being asked.
You're right. But it didn't cost you time. You're the one that cost yourself time.
To be clear, though, Elliot, Elliot, to be clear, you believe James improperly asked a question.
Yes.
I agree with you.
You sound like a baby.
All right, one more.
You sound like a baby.
One more piece of audio we got to get to because, of course, Ray Liotta passed away and the news broke yesterday during our show. And he's notable for so many good movies and roles. Really great. Great movies, great roles. Seemed like a great actor. And a lot of great tributes came out to him yesterday. And, you know, it dawned on me after the show yesterday that there is one tie-in between Ray Liotta and Philadelphia sports. And it's the classic video and audio that somebody, and I, God bless whoever it was to put this together about, well, over 10 years ago, when Jimmy Rollins got the double in 2009 off Broxton to beat the Dodgers in game 4 at Citizens Bank Park, Phils go up 3-1, the whole deal. Someone out there had the genius idea to combine the audio of Ray Liotta in the shower in Goodfellas, hearing of the Lufthansa heist by, you know, Robert De Niro in the movie, and equating it to the Phillies' victory and celebrating Jimmy as Jimmy Rollins had just gotten the double to the audio of Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson with the call. It really is brilliant that someone's mind went here. Let's listen to the audio that some random guy out there, whoever it is, God bless you, put together over 10 years ago, Goodfellas and Phillies baseball in one of the Phillies' best moments.
The right-hander checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game.
Oh, it's so good, man.
The clip itself is great, too, with the video.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. Who do you think put that together?
It's so long ago. I don't know. It's like
some random person on YouTube. Yeah, I don't think we know.
And James, the guy never surfaced, though, right? Like,
No, it's never
been a thing. It's really brilliant. It really is. All right, speaking of brilliant, the long career and great career, Chickies and Pete's is an amazing place. And I'm looking at my screen right now, and I see the great Pete Cherokee. His name on our screen to weigh in. Hello, Pete.
Joe, every housewife's dream. How are you?
Pete, you're very kind. You're very kind. I'm doing good, buddy.
What up, Pete?
You are every housewife's dream for sure. Elliot, did you get married yet?
Not yet. July 9th, coming up.
You're stretching this out, buddy. Tell you that.
Pete, let me ask you a question. Does that mean that on July 10th, I will be Elliot Shore Park's new wife's dream?
Oh, my God. This guy.
Just saying.
I like the
pizza. She might not be a housewife.
Oh, that's true. She might not be a housewife. Yeah. That's true. Good point. Pete, how you been, man? What are you thinking today? I know big day for you, man, with what you're doing down here, Atlantic City Expressway, and giving people free tolls. It's an awesome thing you do every single year.
I'm on my way down to you guys. Wanted to make sure I called in case I didn't get to see you guys in person. Traffic isn't as heavy as I thought. But, we love doing it to bring attention to Memorial Day, for the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And we like to think that people will just bring it to their attention. Let me just pick up your tab for the 5 to 6 o'clock an hour. We're also serving Bud Lights, Bud, and Nick Ultras and all the Chickie and Pete's drafts, we will give $1 to the Patriot Fund.
That's
for
great.
Everyone that's purchased throughout the weekend for 4 days. But actually, I'm closing in on you guys now.
Good, man.
But,
Pete, it's great. It's really great work. It's great work that you and the whole Chickies and Pete's, you know, community does to you know highlight the reality of what this weekend's supposed to be about and giving to a tremendous cause.
Well, we like what it's all about. We like to help people out and as much as we can, especially the ones who served us.
Yeah.
And not to forget them, and that's why it's Memorial Day.
Yep.
You know, but it's a great weekend for people to get down the shore. If you're down there, stop at Chickie and Pete's, Egg Harbor Township. We have one in Tropicana, of course, the boardwalks, Ocean City, boardwalks in Wildwood. Please stop by, say hi, and also this year we're saying thank you to everybody that helped keep us open during the pandemic. We appreciate it, or else there'll be no day like today.
Absolutely. We love it. Hey, Pete, you're a huge Philly sports fan. What are you most excited about right now in Philly sports?
I'm always excited about the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm always really excited about the Eagles, and this year more than ever. I just think this seems like it's the making of the 2004-05.
Ooh, look at you. Oh, that's a big comparison right there.
AJ Brown, T.O.
Wow.
Love this.
Yeah, Javon Kearse. It seems like they're pulling guys together.
Yeah, I'm not sure Anthony Harris is Brian Dawkins, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, nobody's Brian Dawkins.
No, I hear you. No, Pete, it is exciting to be super excited about the Eagles again. It's been a couple years for sure since we have
some talent.
They do. They really do. They really do have talent. Really is. Hey, Pete, we'll see you whenever you get down here, man. And, again, thanks for calling into the show. And 5 to 6 today, the Egg Harbor Township toll, Chickies and Pete. Pete specifically will pick up the cost. Awesome,
on
Pete. All right, buddy. Pete, thanks, man. Thanks, man. There he is, Pete from Chickies and Pete. Sounds like his phone at the very end was breaking up. But,
saw the
good stuff.
Crab fry there's
a lot happening here, and a lot of people stopping by, and we appreciate it. And obviously, you know, just a lot of people having to go to the bathroom, grab some food, the whole deal. It's
the most
popping
rest stop I've ever seen.
215-592.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
94-94. Time's yours at 145. Phone calls throughout the show. Joe DeCamera and Elliot Shore Parks in for John today on 94 WIP. Hey, the playoffs, they are here. 3 teams left, by the way. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. And FanDuel, there's so many ways you can win. Best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid fast. How fast? How about in as little as 2 hours? FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Of course, if you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code HAMMER. Once again, that's promo code HAMMER. And if you already have an account, you are all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs does not win. That's called a win-win. And with just three squads left, including a big game six up ahead, you can get in on the action and also, of course, for the finals as well using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
There we go.
When we met that summer.
So we're in a good mood. The summer, half an hour away. Joe DeCamera, Elliott Shore Park from the Frank Farley Plaza down here near Atlantic City, near the, would you say you turn to then go down the shoreline, or is that a straight line? I think you turn, right?
Well, you definitely turn out.
You got to turn right. Yeah. You got to make a right-hand turn.
You don't stay on the highway, yes.
Well, I know, I understand that, but I meant like north, south, east, west. I think we come across, and then left. You got to make a right to go down the...
Well, out of the parking lot, you make a left.
No, I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm talking about geographically. Like, if you come from California, you have to turn. You know, if you come from Oregon, you eventually would turn right to go down the shore.
Correct.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. That's why we call it down the shore.
There you go. Because of Oregon.
Exactly, because of Oregon. 215-592-9494. Hey, one thing that has stood out to me with today's show, you know, a lot of what we're talking, we're kind of messing around, having some fun on a lot of different topics, but sort of main point today has been looking ahead both to the summer and beyond with a certain degree of excitement and figuring out what people are most excited about in Philadelphia sports. And correct me if I'm wrong, Elliot, I do not believe we have had, well, we only had one caller that referenced the Sixers with excitement. And his call was, and I hate to say it, absurd. His thing was, let's try to go get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it was the first caller.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
They're not going to get Kevin Durant. I mean, it's a shame with a nucleus of Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. And I'll say that's probably at this point the nucleus, because you don't really know how long Harden will be here. And we certainly don't know if Tobias Harris will be here any longer. Good chance he will be, but he might not be. It's a shame for a team that is, to this point, has been the best team in Philadelphia sports in the last couple of years, that there's not more excitement. But that's sort of, I think, the beaten down feeling that people have based on yet another second round exit.
Well, I think last season too really was kind of the breaking point. I know it was for me at least. I think a lot of fans feel that way. To have Embiid have that season, to have the path that they had to the finals. I mean, there was no great team in their way. I guess eventually the Celtics would have been there, but the Raptors and the Heat, like, this was their chance to get to the conference finals. You acquire Harden. And then to go out the way they did, like the last two games, just to show no fight at all. And I have to be honest, like, the tweets from Embiid, I know you guys discussed them yesterday on your show. It just really summed up the frustration of this team to me. Like, the Heat just beat you.
I know.
You just got knocked out by them, and then you're going to say they need more stars? What does that mean about your roster?
It does. And I think it also, and I'll just say this quickly and then right back to the phones. It also looks particularly bad given that the Boston Celtics this weekend are probably about to advance to the NBA Finals. And it felt over the last couple of years that the Sixers had passed the Celtics by. I mean, last year it did. Sixers were the one seed. And this year, while the Celtics had a better regular season record, and therefore, well, they had the same record, I guess, right? They tied, I believe. But the Celtics were a higher seed. It felt to me like the Sixers should have had, let's say, more ready to go in playoff times. The idea of you add James Harden is you're supposed to be better than the Celtics. Joel Embiid, as great as Tatum is, supposed to be better than him. Now, maybe he's just not.
No, Tatum is better than Embiid. If I was starting a team, I would take Tatum over Embiid.
You can't say he's better than Embiid.
I don't know, James.
Starting a team is a different thing in terms
of
who
would you start a team
youth
with?
I mean, Tatum's like 3 years younger.
I don't know.
But what about for 1 year?
Yeah, but James, here's the one thing I'll say. I think we didn't talk enough about in the playoffs. It's not just whether Joel can stay healthy. There is, I think, a legitimate conversation to be had of whether
you can win with a center as your best
whether
player.
You can really win with a center in this day and age.
No, that's fair. I get it.
Look, if you want to say Joel because he's so great on defense and he's a phenomenal player, like, yes, skill-wise, him versus Tatum is a debate. When it comes to starting a team, I really don't think there's much of a debate
at all. I don't either.
I would take Tatum 10 times out of 10.
Well, I mean, a large part of that is Tatum's going to have a 10-year run in him, and Embiid might have a 3-year run in him.
Yeah, I agree on the starting a team thing.
Even just 1 year, Tatum's a guard, or forward, whatever you want to call him. He's a perimeter player that can overtake a game from the perimeter. Joel can't do
that. All right, let's go to the phones. I mean, the bottom line is there has not been much Sixers conversation today, which on a day when we're saying, what are you excited about in Philadelphia sports, it goes to show, unfortunately, that the Sixers have had a big backslide here as far as the anticipation of what lies ahead. Let's talk to Dominic in Cherry Hill. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, guys. How you doing? What's up, Joe? What's up, James? What's up, Elliot?
What up, Dominic? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. So I actually wrote down a positive thing for each of the four teams.
All right.
Honestly, looking into next year. I'm trying to be positive here heading
Go
into summer
it.
Like you guys. So for the Sixers, I am excited to see if Maxey takes another jump. And what I mean by that is, does he then step into a role where he's on the fringe of being a leader on this team?
Yep.
You know, because quite frankly, I think Embiid can learn from Maxey. I really do. With his attitude, his approach to each, you know, from the last two seasons, like his approach every night really seems like, you know, the way he approaches the game. I think Embiid sometimes, like especially in the playoffs, he really just kind of either gets too down or gets too high. Like,
well, I agree. I think the team would be better off following Maxey's personality than Embiid's.
Yeah, totally. And I think he's more contagious to the team than Embiid could be at times.
There's also a chance, Dominic, just from a basic skill level standpoint, there is a legit chance that he develops into an all-star next year. He's good enough already, his high-end potential, that if he can just become a little bit more consistent, he could become an all-star at 22,
yeah,
which
I mean,
would
look
be pretty
at the
cool.
Jump. Look at the jump he made from year one to year two.
Yeah, it's possible.
No doubt about it. And without him, there's not much bright spots right now on that team. But the next thing would be just quickly with the Flyers is what coach they're going to bring in. I mean, I want to see like a hard-nosed guy come in and really whip this team into shape. I mean, it's a shame. I love hockey, but, you know, quite frankly, the Flyers are really, really distancing themselves from the fan base. And I think getting a coach in there that maybe we would love or like or follow along with is a big deal. So I'm looking forward to that with the Flyers.
I agree.
With the Phillies, I am actually really excited about the Phillies, to be honest with you. I mean, you got to ride the roller coaster. And right now, that's what we're doing, and we're used to doing it. But you know what? I think this year, let's be more, like, open to the fact that we could go on a run of 10 straight games. You know what I mean? We really aren't out
of
it.
Well, how about 7 out of 10 before we think about winning 10 straight? You know, I mean, how about going 7-3? Because honestly,
totally.
Dominic, I don't think they're good enough to win 10 in a row.
Or just win 2 or 3 versus
I don't think you can win 10 in a row with bad defense and bad bullpen. I actually don't. I actually think they cannot win 10 in a row.
That's fair enough. But the last thing with the Eagles is it's amazing what Howie has done. And the fact that we can really look forward to this upcoming season with Jalen Hurts and getting behind it, it's like really all coming all together. And I couldn't be rooting more for Jalen Hurts, which feels good. Because, honestly, I didn't like Wentz. I didn't really like him. I don't know why. But,
well,
you know,
Hurts is totally rootable. There's no doubt about it. No question. Dominic, give me a movie that makes you think of the summer.
All right. So I got – I don't know if it's been said, but I got Independence Day.
Has been said. Give me a different one.
Thelma and Louise.
You got it, man. I'll write that down. Sure. Let's go to Gary right now in South Philadelphia. Hello, Gary.
Hello. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Just have a couple things. I heard you guys mention Aaron Nola, and to me, him and Harden are the same person. When it's crunch time, they fold.
I think with Nola, that's what it comes down to. We're gonna have to see him do it in the big moments.
Right. He, every time it comes to the end, and boom, and something for. I guess his name is it Joe the Camera or Joe? How did you say his last name?
Joe the Camara.
His name is De Camara.
Joe
DeCamera. What do you got, Gary?
Just for the bath baby, tell him to accept the loss the way he brags about his win.
Ooh, the bath
I lost.
Baby.
Ooh, man.
That's
Gary.
All. Have a good day, gentlemen. I don't
all
have
right,
a movie.
Gary.
Somebody
look at
already
that,
said.
A mic drop with that. I
a
love
mic
it, Gary.
Drop.
If you ever do run for president, the bath baby would be a great, like, dig at you from your opponent.
All right, let's go to Frank in Pottstown right now. Good afternoon, Frank.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up, Frank?
I want to talk about the Phillies.
Yeah,
I can't stand Kyle Schwarber in left field anymore. I can't do it.
Well, he's just not very good at it, and he wasn't supposed to do it every day. And the Harper injury has created that reality.
I get the Harper injury. The Harper injury is killing us. But is there any like can we switch him and Hoskins? Hoskins played left his rookie year for a month.
No, Hoskins
not well,
is
though.
Even worse, man. As hard as it is to believe, I promise you, yes, he was worse in left than Schwarber is, definitively.
Wow. That's all I got. I just can't stand him.
No, they're deficient defensively, and that's a prime example. There's no question. All right, Frank, give me a movie that makes you think of the summer.
Anyone say the Goonies?
Has been said. Give me another one.
Benchwarmers.
You got it, man. Frank, appreciate the phone call.
Man, the Phillies really did blow it in the respect of this should be a day where lots of people are calling in to say they're excited about the Phillies.
I agree.
All the additions they made, as excited the team was. I mean, smash the bell, all that stuff. They're coming off a win last night. And even the people that have said they're excited, it feels very like...
hollow?
Yeah, hollow or forced. I mean, no one seems to really believe they should be excited about this team.
Well, I agree. It's sort of, you know, prove it to us for us to really fully buy in. And by the way, I never liked that smash the bell thing to begin with.
I liked it.
I couldn't stand it.
It clearly has backfired, though.
Well, yeah. It's like when the Phillies one year, the team slogan was bring it on. And I think that was 2000, which, by the way, was about 3 years before George Bush said bring it on. And the Phillies had a team slogan of bring it on. And I think it was 2000. And, James, wasn't that the year where the pitcher, Mike Jackson, couldn't even make it out of the bullpen in the first game?
Yes, it was, James.
They had signed Mike Jackson to be their closer. And what did he get? Did he get injured in warming up for the first game of the season?
I believe so. That sounds right.
Something like that. And then, of course, there was a year about 5 years before that, one of the most amazing things ever, when they acquired Danny Tartable and he fouled a ball off his foot and was out for the rest of the year. And I think it was in his first game, right, James?
It was in his first game.
Just some of this stuff you just can't make up. It's incredible. Let's go to James in Harleysville. Hello, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, James?
Hey, I just have a question. I'm heading down to the shore now. The parkways have had a major standstill, so you might want to reroute when you're going down the shore. What's your favorite pizza spot down the shore? And, Joe, what shore point are you heading to?
All right, so favorite pizza spot, I really don't have one. Honest to God, I cannot think of one off the top of my head that's a go-to for me. And shore spot, I don't know where I'm going this weekend. I got to look it up. It's either Avalon or Stone Harbor.
You should probably look it up.
I was
quick,
just about to say.
Yeah, well, I'll call my girlfriend when I get out of here. She'll tell me where I'm going.
Where are we going?
It's either Avalon or Stone Harbor, James. I'm not sure which.
And then also a correction. Someone's a caller before said E.T. for a movie. Remember Elliot and that girl released the frogs during school? So they're in school still.
Yeah, we had a couple really people tweet about this. I didn't want to step on his call, but a few people have pointed out the trick-or-treating and that it's not really a fully summer movie.
Good points, James. All right, James, what do you got here for a movie that makes you feel, makes you think of the summer?
This movie always terrified me from going into a lake in the summer, Friday the 13th.
You got it, man.
Crystal Lake.
It's another good one.
All right, James, good stuff. Let me ask you guys a question. We're near the end of the show, so I'll say a couple. I'm just curious.
We got a lot.
We've had a lot of answers. So the Natural and Major League, both of which go through the summer but end in the fall as they try to make the playoffs and do. Summer movie, The Natural and Major League,
I think
not
Major League
movie?
Particularly because of the tone of the movie, you know, and the vast majority of it is in the summer. It's just
the
really
vast
the
majority
end.
of a baseball season. Yeah. Well, I guess half of baseball season is in the summer because some's in the spring.
Right.
Some's
correct.
Half's in the summer and then some's in the fall.
I've never seen The Natural, to be honest.
For the love of God.
So I'm not going to lie here.
It really annoys me.
I could tell from your response. It was like a disgusted sound.
Well, me and you actually have similar watching habits in the way that we rewatch things a lot. I'm not really a fan of watching old movies that I haven't
seen. It's 1984.
Oh,
it's not
Joe,
old.
You don't understand. For Elliot, regardless, what Elliot means by old movies is anything longer
so
than
hold
like
on,
10
hold
years
before
the
year
2000.
Are you
maybe.
Are you one of those people that thought Conan got railroaded because he wasn't good enough to be on
the
show?
Oh, yeah, I heard this. You were dead wrong about this.
Thank
Conan,
you. Elliot Shore Parks.
First of all, was hysterical. Second of all, was never given a fair chance.
See, here's where
I
this
forgot,
is...
by the way. They put Leno on in front of him, too. They totally, like,
neutered him. James, here's what you and Elliot are just missing about this Conan thing. And for those listening, we talked about this yesterday briefly, and this goes back about 10 years ago when he replaced Leno, and he was out after about 6 or 8 months. The reality is this, guys. Of course you, Elliot, who was probably 15, and you, James, who was probably 22, liked Conan. That was the whole point. He had the 22-year-olds. He had the 20-year-olds. He didn't have the 40-year-olds. He didn't have the 60-year-olds.
I'm not saying
never given
yes,
a chance
exactly.
To get
I'm not was, saying it definitely would have worked.
To fail.
It might not have, but he was set up to fail.
I disagree. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Look, Conan, he just wasn't good enough. I mean, he's funny-ish, sure, and he does some stuff to take some chances, but he's goofy and just did not relate to enough people in America.
He's one of the most successful late-night talk hosts.
Well, I mean,
just in terms of the fact we've been talking about him. Like, he's
no,
well-known.
I understand he probably ranks fifth or sixth all time, but he was never going to be in the pantheon of guys like Carson, Leno, and Letterman. He's just not of that ilk. He's not good enough.
He was better than Leno.
Arsenio was so much better. Just because he appeals to more people doesn't mean
that's funnier. That means that middle America likes you.
Guys, like, Arsenio was getting viewers while Carson and, well, I guess he was going up directly against Carson.
I'm not talking about Arsenio. I'm talking about Leno.
Well, I'm just telling you, Conan wasn't good enough. And Pete Scirocco, who just walked in, knows that I'm right about that. All right, let's do what we do every single time. Let's hit it with Time Series.
Best catcher in baseball, my ass. He might be, and this is pretty hard, but he might be the most overpaid athlete we have in this city right now. Can someone honestly tell me if JT Realmuto has been productive at all since signing this contract? And no, I'm not talking about five or six games where he's been pretty good. This is supposed to be the best player at his position in the best baseball league in the world. And this is what we're getting. This is ridiculous.
You're right.
I'm yours.
No, you're right. Look, he had a big hit last night, but you're right. He has been a major disappointment. When the billing is, hey, the Phillies acquired the best catcher in baseball, he's been far from it.
I've come to the realization of two things. One, firing Girardi would be nice, but won't fix anything with this team because there's something rotten to the core about all those guys. So I think firing Girardi would be good, but it wouldn't fix everything. And two, I haven't watched any of this Heat-Celtics series, but it's still disappointing they couldn't beat the Heat because Miami sucks. Let's be honest. This is an overrated one seed. Let's trade Doc Rivers already and try and fix this corpse of a team in basketball. Time's yours.
Yeah, look.
The Heat, I know they beat the Sixers. You cannot convince me they're a good team.
Well, they're good. They're not great. And so I think we're all agreeing here. I mean, the reality is that the Miami Heat were totally beatable, and the Sixers completely blew it.
Yeah.
And I agree with the caller's point entirely. It is – look, the Heat are better than the Hawks last year, but there's a similar feel of – that's the team the Sixers lost to? Yeah, right. That's the team the Sixers lost to.
Okay, let's face it. It's not the greatest time in Philadelphia sports right now. But, Joe DiCamera, you're not the only one reduced to tears when you think of the 2017 World Super Bowl champion Eagles. I just heard that Queen song, and, well, let's just say, it meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. I'm sorry to cry.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That is an all-time drop.
Clever job of fixing that in there.
You know, listen, you would take your shots. All right.
Kevin Costner playing catch with Ray Liotta is one of the most powerful moments in movie history. Thank you for the moment, Ray. Rest in peace.
Well, I agree. And the irony of that situation by the end of the movie is when you first watch the movie, at least this is my recollection, you're thinking, if you build it, he will come, is about Shoeless Joe Jackson. And it turns out, no, it's actually about Kevin Costner's father.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which was a powerful twist. You might forget about that reality, but that was the twist of the movie, that it was actually about his dad. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.